Okay. Good afternoon, everyone. I'm Matthew Feldman from the New York City Department of Health. And the study I'm presenting today focuses on the relationship between drug use and HIV disease progression among HIV-positive men who have sex with men. I have no relationships to disclose. So to provide some context for the study, prior studies have found that the use of hard drugs, including crack, cocaine, crystal meth, and heroin, are associated with indicators of HIV disease progression, including low CD4 counts and unsuppressed viral load. And while there's consistent evidence that HIV-positive MSM are at an increased use for using hard drugs, particularly, as you can see, crystal meth, few studies have examined the relationship between drug use and HIV treatment outcomes specifically in this population. So to address this gap in research, we designed a study for which the aims were, first, to examine the differences in sociodemographic and clinical characteristics between HIV-positive MSM with and without recent hard drug use, and also to examine the relationship between hard drug use and HIV treatment outcomes in this population. So the population for this study included 4,511 HIV-positive MSM who received Ryan White services in the New York metropolitan area between November 2010 and June 2012. For those of you who don't know, Ryan White funds a range of medical and support services for people living with HIV and AIDS, including nutrition, mental health, case management, legal services, et cetera. So to be eligible for inclusion in this sample, individuals must have completed at least one substance use assessment, which is most often administered by a Ryan White service provider, such as a case manager or a social worker. And the substance use assessment is completed at baseline and every 6 months throughout a client's participation in a program. It's part of an overall assessment tool that's used by Ryan White providers. And if a client had more than one substance use assessment, we use the most recent one. So the data for this study were extracted from the Electronic System for HIV/AIDS Reporting and Evaluation, or eShare, as it's called, which is a web-based system Ryan White-funded programs are required to use to report client-level demographic information in addition to process and outcome data. The primary outcomes for this study were unsuppressed viral load and a low CD4 count. And these outcomes were based on viral load and CD4 values that were entered into eShare that were dated in the 6 months prior to the substance use assessment that was used for these analyses. The main predictor for this study was recent hard drug use, which was operationalized as self-reported use of crystal meth, crack, or cocaine, and that was how the item actually appeared on the measure, crack/cocaine. So it's not crack or cocaine. Heroin and or off-label prescription medications in the 3 months prior to the substance use assessment. And covariates for the study included basic demographics and clinical characteristics, including year of HIV diagnosis, and ARV status. So 12% reported recent hard drug use, and among those who reported recent hard drug use, cocaine or crack use was most commonly reported, followed by methamphetamine use. Just for your information, the drug types are not mutually exclusive, so an individual could have reported using more than one of these drug types. We used chi-squares to compare HIV-positive MSM with and without recent hard drug use in terms of sociodemographic and clinical characteristics. So we found that HIV-positive MSM who reported recent hard drug use were more likely to be 30 to 49 years old, black, to identify English as a primary language, to have less than a high school education, to be born in the U.S., and to be unstably or temporarily housed. They were also more likely to not be on ARVs, to have been diagnosed with HIV after 2001, to be virally unsuppressed, and to have a lower CD4 count. So these are the unadjusted odds ratios for the factors associated with unsuppressed viral load. And these analyses were conducted among those in the sample who had a viral load entered in eShare that was dated in the 6 months prior to the substance use assessment. Hard drug use and all of the sociodemographic and clinical covariates had a significant relationship with unsuppressed viral load at the bivariate level. So the independent association between recent hard drug use and unsuppressed viral load was assessed using multivariate logistic regression, adjusting for the variables that were associated with unsuppressed viral load at a p-value of less than 0.05 in the unadjusted analyses that were shown in the previous slide. And we found that recent hard drug use was independently associated with unsuppressed viral load when controlling for sociodemographic and clinical characteristics. So the same data analysis techniques were used to examine the relationship between hard drug use and low CD4 count. So these analyses, similar to the viral load, we were only conducted with those who had a CD4 that was entered into eShare that was dated within 6 months prior to the assessment. And hard drug use and all of the covariates had a statistically significant relationship with the low CD4 count at the bivariate level, except for primary language and ARV status. In the multivariate model, we found that recent hard drug use did not have an independent association with a low CD4 count, although, as you can see from the confidence intervals, it did approach statistical significance. So in terms of our findings, it is particularly interesting that there was a significant independent relationship between hard drug use and unsuppressed viral load while controlling for ARV status. And other studies have similarly found that effects of substance use on HIV treatment outcomes have persisted after controlling for ARV status, utilization, and/or adherence. So what this finding might lend additional evidence to is the hypothesis that the effects of substance use on HIV disease progression may not be exclusively due to ARV use or the lack of adherence to ARVs. In other words, there might be other biological mechanisms that underlie the association between substance use and HIV treatment outcomes. For example, there was a biological study by Liang et al. That indicated that methamphetamine may play a cofactor role in enhancing HIV infection and replication by promoting direct HIV infection of microphages. I have no idea what a microphage is, but it's some sort of biological process. In terms of limitations, drug use and some HIV treatment outcome data was based on self-report and may be affected by recall or social desirability bias. So while there's a recommended hierarchy for providers that prioritize using labs to document viral load or CD4 values, we do accept self-reported viral load and CD4 information if labs are not available. There was also some missing viral load and CD4 data. For viral load status, 24% was missing, and for CD4 count, 20% was missing. And finally, a causal relationship could not be determined due to study design. In terms of next steps, we would like to replicate the study using data from the New York City HIV/AIDS Surveillance Registry, which we actually just recently completed because we finished a match between the HIV Surveillance Registry data and the Ryan White data. So we were actually just a few weeks ago able to replicate these analyses, and we found that viral load was independently, I'm sorry, that hard drug use was independently associated with unsuppressed viral load. And the only difference was that in the analysis of with the surveillance data that hard drug use was independently associated with a low CD4 count. We would also like to examine the relationship between specific drug types and HIV treatment outcomes. And finally, in general, future studies should examine the biological and behavioral mechanisms that underlie the relationship between drug use and HIV disease progression. Thank you.